Blaming government for our ills or prosperity may have floated down from the land of Winkin, Blinkin, and Nod, the place where comforting lullabies rock us into a deep sleep. Railing against government assumes, of course, that we ourselves are not responsible, that it is a distant panel of tax-spending warlords far, far away from our reach or influence. The royal they. Now, it is observable that we have a president, congressman, and assorted other representatives making an earnest effort to further their opinions. Like any committee, I am thrilled not to have been nominated for. I am glad these people are making an attempt to steer the vessel USS America through rocky seas, albeit the rockiness of which many of them have created themselves with misguided decisions. But as a result, we have roads we can travel on. We have general hospitals. We have money for my disabled daughter's care, and fire trucks and protected religion. We have permits for parades of protest. We have open space and crosswalks. And we have catastrophic war and misspent millions. The fact is, we may not control every aspect of it, but we have a say in all of it. We are the ones who put those candidates in office, or fought for our benefits, or enlisted to fight in those wars. We are the creators of our own future, our own government, our own peace, or lack thereof. The Eugene Field lullaby that starts with a dream of Winkin, Blinkin, and Nod, three fishermen in a wooden shoe on a magic sea, ends up telling the sleepy child the truth. Winkin and Blinkin are two little eyes, and Nod is a little head, and the wooden shoe that sailed the skies is a wee one's trundle bed. And of course the truth is that we are the royal they. When we work for change, when we help, when we fight or disagree, when we insist upon participating or when we refuse to participate, when we choose and teach personal ethics, we become our own form, not formed from afar, and as luck would have it, our imperfect American government, forming us and formed by us, affords us those sacred human rights. With a perspective, I'm Jolie Cannett.